live in studio, your host, local and national real estate expert, and consumer advocate, Ron Siegel.
And hello again. Welcome to Ron Siegel Radio. This is the show with no real boundaries. As we discuss current events, financial markets, politics, sports, even poking fun at the rest of the media, this is the show that connects the dots of confusion delivered by conflicting media reports. We connect the dots so you know the actions you can take, how your family, your business can benefit from current events. Most of all, thank you for joining me. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That is my message, and I will be delivering it every day. We have a very focused show. We only chat about items that affect the roof over your head, your bank account, and anything I feel would benefit you. But before we get into our intriguing content today, please join me in welcoming our featured guest and repeat offender. Agent B is in the house. Brian Bartholomew, welcome.
Thank you. Good to be here or there or here and there. At the same time.
Be somewhere, right? It's good to be somewhere. Wherever we're at, we're glad that we are there. Let me remind you, if you ever have any home or finance related questions, I am the consumer advocate looking out for you, and you can reach out to me directly. 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. Just remember, that's a number you can call any time for assistance. Tongue-tied this morning. Call that number anytime for assistance. That number comes directly to me first. There are no operators standing by. I am it.
Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
While I do have a great team when it comes to developing a financing plan or plan to save you money, I personally work with you. Even if you don't have any needs today, save this number in your phone for future reference. 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. And, you know, I didn't take a look too early today, but we've got some celebrations today. Some of them are, you know, that's a fascinating one. Some of them you're going to just kind of laugh at me because you may not have even heard of them. I'm gonna tell you that right straight off, because we do have some folks that are on the younger side. The Dewey Decimal System Day. Anybody remember the Dewey Decimal System? It's that I think now you call the Dewey Decimal System, I think that's called Google.com. But today is actually National Dewey Decimal System Day, Human Rights Day, Nobel Prize Day. Well, you know something, if your name is President Obama, you get a Nobel Prize, you don't even have to do anything. I digress, though. Today is National Lager Day. Lager Day. That's an interesting one. So where are you getting the favorites? I know we've got over here, Brewery X is not too far from where we're broadcasting this morning. Great brewery over there. Should have had some of their folks come over here. As long as they were going to bring us some samples. I shouldn't say that, but we could talk that way anyway. Hey, let's see what else is going on in the world today. The markets, what are the markets doing? Let's check that out for you. Unless your name is, well, today is Airbnb. I think today that's the big news of the day today. If you were an early investor in Airbnb, you're going to be smiling today. You may not be going on the lager day today. You might be going on some fine wine because they're about $100 billion richer as of right now. That IPO today, DoorDash yesterday, $60 billion. Ooh, that was after the IPO numbers yesterday. So real quick in a couple of days. Now, think about this one. Airbnb, I think, came out at about $60 a share last time I looked. They were trading at about 160 a share, something like that. Crazy number. So we're going to watch that one for you. Yeah, maybe we won't. Maybe we'll just go to an Airbnb. Dow Jones, though, it's down 71 points as I speak to you. The S&P 500 is down 2. The NASDAQ up 56, almost 57 points. Oil. Ooh, that's an interesting one with all the oil, with the building of the oil, the building of the reserves. Up $1.73 on oil. That's a big jump on the oil market. $47.24 a barrel. Do you want to know? I ask this question all the time. Sometimes I get people say, why the heck do you tell us this all the time, Ron, and make us feel ill? But you know something? It's just an educational broadcast. So I'm going to tell you the average cost of a gallon of gasoline right here in Calizuela, $3.18. Yeah, Calizuela, 318. Go to Missouri, $1.84.1. And they're not even the cheapest in the land. I'm trying to find it. There it is. Mississippi, $1.84. So $1.84, it's about $1.30 something cheaper than we are here in Calizuela, the national average, $2.16 per gallon of gasoline. It makes me ill every time I think about how much more we're paying for gas than the rest of the country. But hey, you know something? We can pay illegals and we can give money to other people and we can watch how our governor shuts down. Oh, wait, I shouldn't be talking about our governor like that, because did you see the news on the governor yesterday? It came out that, you know, he shuts down all these businesses. And we know that the shutting down of the businesses has no benefit. So far, they have not been able to identify any benefits that are coming from all these shutdowns, from their quarantining us, from putting us in jail in our own homes. Look at what, and the reason I can look at those statistics is we can actually see that in Texas, right? They had the shutdown, and they've been wide open in Texas. They're surging. We're shut down. We're surging. What is the benefit of the shutdown if in either way you're going to surge, right, from the virus? So there's no real benefit to the numbers, even though they want to tell us that we are getting a benefit from it. I've got these numbers right here from Texas. I have those here for you. And you look at it, new cases going from October 5th until the 1st of December. Well, we've had more new cases in Calizuela than they had in Texas. Remember, Texas is wide open. Hospitalizations. Calizuela, we've had more hospitalizations than they've had in Texas. You look at any of the numbers during the 2017-2018 flu season, which was one of our worst. We're able to surge at the hospitals without locking down. And that's Texas. In California, they were able to surge even when their ICUs were 98% full during flu season. Just numbers. I've got all of them on our Instagram page if you want to see all of these different statistics. But here's the number that really gets me. We've got so many people in our state that are hurting. We've got so many people that are going through and getting laid off and losing their jobs and losing their businesses. But Governor Newsom, right, he got $3 million, his businesses, $3 million in pandemic relief money from the CARES Act. $3 million. One of his companies, the average company that was similar to his, got $170,000 in pandemic relief. His company got $900,000. Think about some of these numbers, and they continue to close us down. They continue to tell us that, oh, you got to wear a mask, right? Look at the research that Alex Berenson has done about that. And I know we may get some troubles with some of the social channels. They don't like you to be told the truth. Why don't they want you to know the truth? What is the problem that they don't want us to know the truth? Only in Calizuela, though, and only the big tech companies, although there are some tech companies. Did you see this? Elon Musk, right? He moved out of Calizuela. Why do you think he left Calizuela? Do you think he went to Austin, Texas because of the beaches there? I don't think so. Do you think he went there? Did he go there because of the mosquitoes? Right? I think their mosquitoes in Texas are a lot bigger than ours are here. Their humidity, yeah, it's going to be worse there. Their heat is going to be certainly a lot more intense than it's going to be up in Silicon Valley. So why do you think he left Calizuela? Do you think it's because of the high taxes? Do you think it's because they just became what he made? How many billion dollars has he made this year? Right, he's made billions and billions. And in the next couple of weeks, he's going to make a few more billion when his stock Tesla goes on to the S&P 500. And watch what's going on here, because they don't want us to know these statistics. They don't want us to, they want to keep us ignorant. But if you're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, you will not be ignorant. I'm going to also tell you this one. How about this? Big city exodus. Net outflow in households. New York City, 25,500 households, almost 25,600 households, left New York City this year over last year. 26,247 left San Francisco, 12,405 left Los Angeles, D.C., 8,249. Chicago, 4,415. Those were people that got shot in Chicago, so that doesn't count. Right? But think about that. These are all the places people are leaving because of the politics of those areas. It's a shame. You know, I feel bad for these different areas. I feel bad for these cities, but it is what is happening, and we just know that we have nothing. We're just little cogs.
It is what it is.
Yeah, that's true. It is what it is. We're just cogs in this puzzle of what's going on, but we don't want to be ignorant cogs. We want to be able to go through some of these things and see what's happening with our eye. Oh, wait a second. Our eye is open. We're not supposed to do that. Let me tell you another story that you're not supposed to know about. Hunter Biden, right? The IRS is probing him, has been for a while. We weren't supposed to talk about that before the election. You know, amazing what we weren't supposed to talk about and what the media and big tech hid from us, right? We couldn't talk about Hunter Biden and the Biden family being under investigation from the IRS, their collusion with China and all the places Hunter Biden gets money from that we're not supposed to know about, right? We weren't supposed to talk about that. We weren't supposed to talk about Joe and, you know, his ability and his cognitive abilities, right? Javier Baqueria, right? That's going to be the new HHS secretary. Javier Baqueria. And California still votes for this guy. It just amazes me how we continue on with some of these different things that get hidden from us. But we're going to go off and get into some other topics today. I'll get off my soapbox. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. When we come back, why it makes sense to sell your house this holiday season. Banks versus online lenders. Which option should borrowers choose? I'm going to tell you about that as well. You can reach me anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or RonSiegelRadio.com. Connect with us. Facebook.com/RonSiegelRadio. Twitter at Ron Siegel. And if you miss any part of our broadcast, shame on you. But the replay will be available. The replay is available. Ron Siegel 1 on YouTube. Ron Siegel, the number one on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
State Radio is hosted by local real estate and finance expert Ron Siegel. The purpose of this show is to help consumers understand what's really going on in our local real estate market. We're teaching you the why and the how-to, so you'll always be one step ahead of everyone else. Whether you need to sell your home for top dollar, refinance and save money, or even buy a bargain in Southern California, Ron Siegel can help. Call Ron directly at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Take advantage of speaking with Ron anytime you're entering a real estate transaction. Having someone who can answer all of your questions that truly cares about you and your family's best interest is priceless. Call Ron Siegel today and you'll be glad you did. 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or you can visit realestateradiowithron.com for more info.
Blue Water Credit Repair is the industry leader in fixing bad credit. Did you know a 40-point increase in your credit score can save you $40,000 on a home loan and $4,000 on a car loan? You deserve good credit and peace of mind. Take the first step today and go to BlueWaterCredit.com and register for a free consultation from one of their credit repair experts. That's BlueWaterCredit.com.
Trimming of your retirement does not include losing your house. However, due to today's lower stock market, higher medical bills, and taxes, many retirees face this very problem. This is why it is necessary that you, as a baby boomer considering retirement within the next 10 years, understand reverse mortgages and what one could do for you or your parents. A reverse mortgage could make it possible for you or your parents to travel, buy a second home, or start a new business. For more information about reverse mortgages, just call our off-air number at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990, or visit realestateradiowithron.com and click the free workshop button.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed rate below 3.5% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $300,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,300 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L, LendingTeam.com. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed to NMLS ID 217037, Equal Housing Lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Are you paying rent because you cannot afford to live in your dream home? Are you paying rent because you don't believe you have the down payment funds to purchase your own home? At Siegel Lending Team at RonIsMyLender.com has up to $25,000 to help qualified people purchase their own home at amazing interest rates. Contact the Siegel Lending Team today at RonIsMyLender.com. Again, RonIsMyLender.com. Licensed under NMLS 217037. RonIsMyLender.com.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert, Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That is my message, and I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The Mortgage Minute today being brought to you by our friends at Geneva Financial. They've got the programs for you. All you need to do is reach out. And as I'm going to tell you in just a minute, it might be wise for you to reach out sooner than later with all of the new equity that we're seeing in real estate. Dow Jones now down 61 points. The NASDAQ is up 47 points. The S&P 500 down 5. The 10-year Treasury down 1 basis point to 0.933. The mortgage-backed securities, those are down 3 basis points. That means interest rates, yeah, they're pretty flat. It's not going to really be going down too much. But as I share with you all the time, why is all of this happening? That's what you can listen to Ron Siegel Radio for. You can get all the other information from any of the talking heads. You can even go to google.com, and they might even give you accurate information on what those numbers are at any given time. But what I'm going to tell you is why it's happening, what's driving the markets today. So here it is, more. CoreLogic reported that homeowners with mortgages represent 63% of all properties have seen their equity increase by 10.8% year over year. That equates to a collective $1 trillion in gained equity, or an average of about $17,000 per homeowner. Largest equity gain in over 6 years. This means that anyone that you refinanced, or any of you that refinanced or bought a home recently with mortgage insurance, yeah, you might be wanting to look at refinancing again. European Central Bank. So they held their rates unchanged but increased their bond buying program by another 500 billion euros as a second wave of lockdown measures weigh on the euro area's economic recovery. 500 billion euros. That's a boatload, right? Fed meets on December 18th. It'll be interesting to see if they will also increase their bond buying program. And if they do, that's more demand for bonds. Prices go up, interest goes down. If you're watching us on RonSiegelRadio.tv, any of our social channels, or the AM 1490 ABC News and Talk video, you'll see right now a chart that I've put up. Initial jobless claims, they came out this morning showing that individuals filing for unemployment benefits for the very first time increased by 137,000 to 853,000. Continuing claims are those that continue to receive benefits and is delayed by a week, increased by 230,000 to 5.57 million. The pandemic unemployment assistance, PUA, did drop by 313,000, but for the wrong reasons. It dropped because benefits are running out. Does it surprise you where the largest increase in jobless claims come from? Those of you that are listening to us, yeah, you may not know where those jobless claims came from. But those of us that are watching us on RonSiegelRadio.tv or see any of our socials, you know, Calizuela, 178,000 people filing for first-time jobless issues. That is a real shame. That's painful. CPI came out, measures inflation on the consumer level, up 0.2% in the month of November. The year-over-year reading remained unchanged at 1.2%. Core reading, which strips out, easy for me to talk, I can't talk today, strips out food and energy prices, was also up 0.2%, flat month over month, and year over year was also unchanged at 1.6%. Rents are rising 2.4% across the U.S., which is down from 3.5% year over year. But hey, we've got rent control in Calizuela, so we probably will increase rent more than that. FDA is voting today on approval of the COVID-19 vaccine, if agreed upon. Might see some distribution as early as Monday. And we're going to have a 30-year bond auction later today. It'll come out right as we're going off air. Yesterday's 10-year auction, weak. Mortgage bonds fell slightly after the results, and we'll get to keep you updated on that. That is, might even have been the mortgage 2 minutes, brought to you by our friends over at Geneva Financial. When you're ready for that next mortgage, Geneva, they've got the programs and the products. You just need to make the call. Our conversation today, Agent B is with us, Brian Bartholomew, EXP Realty. Welcome.
Thanks, man. It's good to be. I don't know if this is number four, number five, how many times I've been on this show, but I keep coming back for some reason.
It always baffles me why somebody will ever show up for any more of this abuse that I share out. But you know something, I am thankful, and I see that Alex just checked in, so I'm glad you're here with us as well, Alex. But Brian, let's talk a little bit about real estate, and you know we're 2 weeks away from probably the most unique Christmas that you or I are ever going to see, right? A lot of people go out for the holidays. They go out for dinner. They go out and celebrate. They have a big party. Not happening this year, but people are going to see houses in the real estate market, aren't they?
Yeah, no, there's people. I'm still getting calls, you know, every week or every couple of days for sure, and doing showings. It's you know, we've talked about this before. It's just got different, you know, the way we have to do it. You got to, and every realtor has a different way of showing houses, or the listing agents have a different way of doing. Some are on site, some aren't on site. Different PPE you're required to wear, but people are still going. I mean, there's just, you know, the rates. It's just.
I didn't even mention that in the mortgage minute. We're still at the all-time low on interest rates. 2.71% was the number that came out this morning on the Freddie Mac survey. 2.71%. Yeah. You have to pay 7/10 to get it, but it's baffling. I spoke with, I don't know, earlier this week or last week, I was chatting, and I know that you're seasoned in this world as well, Brian, so you probably remember the 80s when you had to put a digit in front of that.
Oh yeah, I mean, I don't know. People keep asking me, you know, and like, you know, people, oh, maybe we'll wait a little bit to buy. And I'm like, what are you waiting for? So it's just, I mean, with the rate where it's at right now, they can afford so much more house, and even if inventory is low, it's still worth it going out there and putting offers on homes that you think you're really interested in for sure. I mean, can't go wrong right now.
So right now it seems to me, and I'm not a realtor, I just, and I don't even play one on TV, but it seems to me that from what I'm watching, what's going on in the marketplace, you have to really be aggressive on your offers. It used to be that I'd tell people, you know, be aggressive on your listing prices. That way you get more people to visit. But it seems right now the aggression has to really be on offers. Are you seeing the same thing?
Yeah, I mean, and even when people are aggressive on their listing prices, I've been telling every one of my clients a couple of things. Number one is you have to realize that the listing price is probably not where your price is going to land when this thing closes. It's going to almost, you know, 75-80% of the time, it's going to go up from there for sure. You know, the second thing is if we don't get our offer accepted, or, you know, we're not the one that's chosen, I tell them it's not that we lost. You know, if we don't win it, we end up learning, you know, for the next one. And maybe we're removing home warranty requests. Maybe we're removing termite requests. Maybe we're removing appraisal requests, different things. It's just, you've got to get really competitive right now to get these homes for sure.
That's an interesting concept that you're talking about there, Brian, because a lot of people just think, you know, it's just a matter of write the offer and there you go. And you're talking about things that are going to make your offer stand out a little bit more. And I think that's one of the biggest benefits. And I know some people think that I'm just a realtor honker or a promoter. I am not. right? But you know, the experience that comes in there of making yourself stand out, and it's not always just the price when everybody has dollars.
Yeah, I mean, it, especially now, you know, so many more people have so much more they can put down on homes, it seems, but the offer has to be as clean as possible. And I mean, we're losing and we're winning, but one of these last offers I just lost on, I mean, it was 50 or 60 grand above the list price. The person removed their appraisal contingency, removed the termite request, removed their home warranty request, basically removed everything except they wanted 5 days to inspect. You know, and just, and so like, you know, as a lender, you can go in and pre-approve somebody with a full DU and the whole thing. So they're as good as cash. So people are now coming in and removing their loan contingency right off the bat, knowing that they can get the loan on that house. So it's just, and you didn't, even a year ago, you didn't see that happening. Now it's with.
And you actually hit one of my, my hot buttons on there, Brian, because so many people have the misconception that that DU is actually has any value at all. Yeah. Right? And I share this all the time because most people say, well, I've got a DU approval, so I'm good to go.
Sure.
And I can tell you right here, right now, that I could get my dog a DU approval.
Yeah, correct. Right?
Because I know what the DU is looking for. That's the desktop underwriter, automated underwriting system from Fannie Mae. Anybody that knows what it's looking for, right, you go in there and you just set it up and you put in there that I'm gonna put in a low debt to income ratio. I'm gonna put in a lot of cash in the bank. I'm gonna put in a great, you know, the credit score is already gonna flow over. So don't let people fool you by that DU approval if you're a seller. And I have some agents, Brian, that I've seen recently, and I don't know if you've come across this, that they want a DU approval with the offer as if it's gonna mean something different.
Correct.
Yeah, Did you come across that often?
Yeah, no, that happens all the time. And not just that, but when I see that or when someone comes in, like we were talking off air about how people are overbidding homes, thinking they're going to be able to negotiate back down when it doesn't appraise, you know, when people come in with that level, we ask them to remove that contingency or even remove the loan contingency. If they're so confident about their DU, then remove the loan contingency and see where we go. You know, so.
Yeah, that's a great idea. I mean, you know, if you think DU is the greatest thing in the world, hey, just then I guess you don't need a loan contingency, right? That's a good point. Hey, we're going to come back with Brian Bartholomew in just a couple minutes. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. Why it makes sense to sell your house this holiday season, banks versus online lenders, all that and more. You can reach me anytime. Our off-air number. 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/Ron Siegel Radio. On Twitter, at Ron Siegel. And if you miss any part of our broadcast, Ron Siegel 1 on YouTube. Ron Siegel, the number 1 on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
We're here with Ron Siegel, the host of Real Estate Radio. Ron, welcome to the studio. Give us insight as to what your show is all about.
Hi, Eric. Thanks for having me. Thanks for asking me that question. The reason we developed Real Estate Radio is right now there is an abundance of misinformation out there. So Real Estate Radio is a show designed to give Southern California a focal point for their real estate knowledge, as well as a place to go just in case they might need anything real estate related.
So how are you helping people?
That's actually pretty simple. People need advice. So it really doesn't matter who you are. If you have any real estate questions, we're here to help. Whether you're buying a home, selling, you're experiencing a loan modification, short sale, foreclosure, there are a lot of things going on in this marketplace.
How can people get a hold of you?
Real easy. All you have to do is call. The number is 1-800-306-1990, press option 1.
Interesting times in the market right now. Where do you think the markets are going from here?
That's a great question. All I can say is this. The housing market came down one house at a time, and what we're going to have to do is we're going to have to build it one house, one family at a time. So the best thing that anyone can do is access the free advice that we really want to give you. And to do that, you simply need to call me. The number is 1-800-306-1990, option 1. I'd really love to help.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10+% return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you paying rent because you think you cannot afford to live in your dream home? Are you renting because you don't believe that you have the down payment funds to purchase your own home? The Siegel Lending Team at RonIsMyLender.com has up to $25,000 to help qualified people purchase their own home at amazing interest rates. Contact the Siegel Lending Team today at RonIsMyLender.com. Again, RonIsMyLender.com, licensed under NMLS 217037. RonIsMyLender.com.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed rate below 3.5% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $300,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,300 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L, LendingTeam.com. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed to NMLS ID 217037, Equal Housing Lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert, Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That is my message, and I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The real-time real estate segment today being brought to you by the area trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Text SLT Home Digest to 79564. Find your dream home before someone else does. The digest has all the information and it's totally free to you. Got to get that digest and it tells you exactly what the county recorder knows about your property, exactly what the market believes about your property. And again, did I mention it's free? It's one of my favorite words. I like to use that word. Why it makes sense to sell your house this holiday season if you're one of many homeowners thinking about taking your house off the market for the holidays. Hang on. You definitely don't want to miss the great selling opportunity you have right now. Here's why. This month is the optimal time to make sure your house is available for the holidays. The latest existing home sales report from the National Association of Realtors, NAR, shows the inventory of houses for sale has dropped to an astonishing all-time low. Now sits a 2.5-month supply at the current sales pace. Historically, a 6-month supply is necessary for normal or neutral market in which there are enough homes available for active buyers. The impact of monthly housing inventory on home prices, less than 6 months, seller's market home prices will appreciate. 6 to 7 months is a neutral market. Home prices will only appreciate with inflation. More than 7 months, buyer's market home prices will depreciate. I don't even remember the last time I saw a 7-month supply of homes on the market. When the supply of houses for sale is as low as it is today, it's much harder for buyers to find homes to purchase. This means competition among purchasers rises and more bidding wars take place, making it essential for buyers to submit very attractive offers. As this happens, prices rise. Sellers are in the best position to negotiate deals that meet their ideal terms. So, if your neighbors decide to move their listings this season, to remove the listings this season, your house may quickly rise to the top of a holiday buyer's wish list if you stay on the market. Today, there are many buyers who are ready, willing, and able to purchase. Record low mortgage rates in a year filled with unique challenges have prompted buyers to think differently about where they live and to take action. Supply of homes for sale is not keeping up with the high demand, making now the optimal time to sell your house. Home prices appreciating in today's market, making your home available over the next few weeks give me a call, 800-306-1990. I would be happy to put you in touch with a great real estate professional, Agent B, and see if we can help get you into the home or sell your house, right? I mean, there's a lot of people that just want to get out, and they don't understand, you know, it's basic supply and demand, right? And we're chatting this morning. Brian Bartholomew, EXP Realty, is with us. And, you know, Brian, it seems like a lot of people just, they think that, well, who's going to buy a house at the holidays?
Well, I mean, this year is, we know it's unique. And really what's happened is our entire year has been backed up by about 2 or 3 months. So really right now, we're in almost like the end of summer market where everyone's trying to get that house before their kids go to school type of thing. And so,
yeah, you're right.
And so everything got backed up, and I do like a weekly email. I just sent one out yesterday in Orange or in Fullerton. There's literally 46 properties available right now that are active, single family homes. That's it.
46. That's all.
46. And I mean, it's just, you want to talk about an all-time low. It's crazy right now. And so, and I was telling you this earlier offline as well, but you know, I have people saying, is this a good time to sell? And when I send them that CMA, that market analysis, and show them the map, and there's not one house available within a mile and a half of them in their comp or in their price range, I'm like, sell it and sell now. What are you waiting for? Because when they wait till February or March, and when the weather's great, and they've taken all their Christmas decorations down and everything else, there's going to be a bunch of houses for sale at that time. And now they've got competition. You know, they can't just grab every buyer, like you were saying, to their house, you know, instead of their neighbor's house.
A lot of people don't think about the concept of competition when it comes to real estate, right? Because every house is unique. My house is always going to be the best, right? Because it's mine. And they don't think about that concept of competition. And I wonder sometimes if they actually do make that drive around the neighborhoods to see what's out there, you know, just for the understanding that, hey, you know something, if you're right, your house is the best and no one else, there's nothing even on the market for someone else to look at. Why not take advantage of that right now?
And even if your house isn't the best, take advantage of it right now because there's nothing else out there. Now buyers are now starting to look past the idea of I want turnkey. They're willing to take the house that still has some 1950s flair to it or some 70s flair to it, or maybe the carpet is all crapped down. They need new carpet. They're looking past that now because they want to get the house that they're going to be in for the next possibly 15, 20 years, you know, and they have the interest rate to do it. So why, I mean, the waiting game right now during the holidays is just making no sense, you know. And I keep telling people, you're not going to close on Christmas Day. You know, you're not going to close on New Year's. It's December 10th. You're not going to close till the first part of January anyways, so you'll be fine, you know.
That's a good point right there because people don't think about that part either. Is real estate is not like going to your local Nordstrom and saying, I'm going to buy this and I'm taking it home with me today. I own it.
Yeah.
Right. It's you've got a whole time period, a process that has to happen. So if you're out there, if you put your house on the market now, let me throw this question at you, Brian, is if I were to put my house on the market now with a fair price, with a agent that knows what they're doing from a marketing standpoint, how many days do I have to really have it set up as a museum for people to be coming through? 2 days.
You're basically, I mean, the way we do it is honestly, and that's what people don't understand too. They're like, I don't want people in and out of my house. You need to give me a Saturday and Sunday from 9 o'clock to 5 o'clock where you're out of the house and just let me have it for 2 days. And you're going to have probably 40 to 50 showings over those 2 days. Everyone's out. You can take it off, put it on hold, and then just start looking at your offers coming through. And this has been happening on almost every single one of my listings for the last 6 months. And then after that, all you have to do is have a day of inspection, 15 minutes on an appraisal, a 10-minute final walkthrough, and that's it. I mean, you don't have to have people in your house.
Yeah, what I'm getting here on with this concept, Brian, is that really, when you think about it, with what you are saying, I'm not really dealing with too much of having the having to disrupt my holiday plans.
Absolutely.
Right. I mean, Saturday to Sunday, I mean, I can go out shopping that much.
Absolutely. And you just, I mean, that, and that's what people are afraid of is the disruption, or even now Southern California lockdown orders, everyone's COVID, and we're all, you know, taking precautions, but you're basically, people are in and out, you know, we can even have a cleaning crew come in afterwards if you want, deep clean the house for you before you come back in on those 2 days. But it's, you know, it's really, that's how the market, especially if you're the only one in the area on the market, where else are people going to look, you know? So it's going that quick. And then we're getting, you know, people are getting 15 to 20 offers on a house right now as well. So tons of opportunity for sure.
I mean, think about that. Put your house up for sale. And I'm going to share my personal opinion. And again, I am not a real estate agent. I have a license. I'm not qualified to sell. But if Agent B gives you a market analysis, and I'm just going to use easy numbers because I'm a simple guy, and it says that the value of your home is $500,000. I'm going to say, and he may or may not agree with me, we'll hear what his opinion is, I'm going to say put that house up for $475,000, right? 5% below the market value, and go out of the house for just Saturday. Let him put that up on the market, tell it no showings until Saturday. And he's going to come in there with what 25, 30, 40 offers. They're going to all be battling. He's going to have to work extra hard, which is good for him, right? Because he's going to go through all of these offers and go back and forth with people and kind of come to you with maybe three or four at the end. And I'm going to submit to you, they're going to all be way over that asking price. What do you think, Brian?
Well, not just over the asking price, but they're going to be well above the market price.
Right.
As well. I mean, that's the thing. I mean, perfect example. We just sold a house out in Eastvale just a few weeks ago. My clients moved to Florida. But, you know, the market value on the house is probably right around 600, 620, maybe 615. We listed at 605. We ended up closing at 645. 19 offers on that thing. And we went to 645. We actually had offers higher than that with escalator clauses and everything else, but they felt like this was the most solid offer. Close it in 30 days or less, no issues, we're ready to go.
But I mean, that's the way to do it.
With a list, you know?
Say that again, I missed that part.
I said we're talking about $40,000 over the list price with 19 offers on it. I mean, it's nuts.
So let me ask this simple question. How many people are willing to leave their house for 2 days for $40,000 above list price? Yeah. Think about just that part of it, $40,000. I mean, that's a lot of money. I mean, I don't care who you are, how much you earn, unless you're Elon Musk, right? It doesn't matter. $40,000 is a lot of money. And to do this strategically, to do it the right way, I'm just throwing that out there. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. Building relationships with your realtor. We're going to talk about that when we come back. Banks versus online lenders. Which option should borrowers choose? We'll talk about that and more. You can reach me anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter @ronsiegel. And if you miss any part of our broadcast, Ron Siegel 1 on YouTube. Ron Siegel, the number 1 on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call Ron Siegel at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, The team will send you a no-obligation mortgage adoption plan. You be the judge if it's right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to map@ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporation and MLS 217037 and DCalBRE number 01869452.
Are you paying rent because you cannot afford to live in your dream home? Are you paying rent because you don't believe you have the down payment funds to purchase your own home? At Siegel Lending Team at RonIsMyLender.com has up to $25,000 to help qualified people purchase their own home at amazing interest rates. Contact the Siegel Lending Team today at RonIsMyLender.com. Again, RonIsMyLender.com. Licensed under NMLS 217037. RonIsMyLender.com.
Do you believe Southern California real estate is a great investment? Are you a little short to be a cash investor? Are you missing the Social Security card or tax returns? The Siegel Lending Team has the loans for you. Common Sense Lending is back. Yes, there's a cost to higher risk, but the reward can be great. Call today for details. 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporations. NMLS 217037 and DRE number 1869452.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed rate below 3.5% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $300,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,300 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L, LendingTeam.com. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed to NMLS ID 217037, Equal Housing Lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert, Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That is my message, and I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The Word on Wealth segment today being brought to you by MySoCalLender.com, MySoCalLender.com. Banks versus online lenders. Which option should borrowers choose? Well, let's talk a little bit quickly about what is the difference between an online lender and a bank. So an online lender, you're talking about some of the companies that they basically give you absolutely no service. You're pretty much going to put your data, all of your information into a website on either your phone or on the computer. It's going to evaluate the information, pretty simple, and it's going to spit out, hey, here's your option. Here's what we can do for you. You look at it and you say, okay, I guess that's my only option. And you accept or you deny and you say, well, that's the way it is. You can also go into a brick and mortar bank. That would be the Stagecoach or the Flag or one of those other guys, right? Those are brick and mortars. Those are places you can walk into. And here's the issue with them. Great places. We even sell some of our loans to them. But they only know one product, right? If you walk into the Stagecoach, they don't know what's going on over at Big Blue, right? They have no idea because that's not what they do. But if you go to a mortgage banker or a mortgage broker, they're actually going to serve as a personal shopper for you. And as I tell you all the time, strategy beats rate always. I showed you, if you remember, a couple days ago, a $1.2 million property. And I think we were looking at about a 75% loan, under $4,000 a month as your principal and interest payment. Do you remember why we were able to do that? It all had to do with understanding strategy. How long are you going to be there? And do you want to put some of your money into a down payment, or would you rather put your money into the proper strategy for you and your family? I'm just throwing that out there for you because there is a big difference whether you use our team as a private client or you go to another mortgage banker, mortgage broker. I'm going to recommend go the route of the mortgage banker or broker. Don't go online. It's too big a transaction. And I know that Rocket Mortgage and Quicken and those guys make boatloads of money, right? Because they're serving a lot of people. Does it mean they're getting the right guidance? I'm a big believer that you don't pay for guidance, right? The guidance, the cost of it is outweighed by the benefit. You know, you can you go online, and we've got some of these iBuyer programs. You and I have talked about those before, right? What iBuyer means is I get stiffed, right? If I'm the seller, I get stiffed, right? Because they're not in business to make you money. Right. So go with some great guidance. In fact, I want to chat after I give our plug here to mysocallender.com, mysocallender.com. I'm going to chat with our guest this morning, Brian Bartholomew, EXP Realty. So, Brian, do you see that benefit to anybody going with some of these online services? Or do you subscribe to the same thing that it's all about the relationship you have with the professional?
Well, it's like I say, you know, people are afraid that Zillow or Redfin or these guys are going to take over the market or Amazon, but they can't do what we do. And like you said, you go with an online realtor that you never see, or they send out different people every single time. It's the same thing with the online lenders. Yeah, some of them are good, but when you're having an issue in the middle of escrow or anything else, where are they going to be? You know, you're supposed to go into their chat box and chat them up, or are you going to get someone on the phone or have someone actually there with you to do something, you know? So, you know, I mean, if they're going to use an online lender, I have lenders that I refer to people and they come in with their own lender. And I always tell them, hey, look, I've got someone who's great. And even when I'm selling a house and people come in with one of these guys, I'm like, I'd rather switch lenders. You know, I want to get you cross-qualified with somebody because I don't know these people. And I don't know, you know, Jake from State Farm or whoever it is.
Exactly.
In the khakis in a cubicle somewhere that's selling you your loan. I mean, I don't know how dependable they're going to be. So
that's a great point because we're dealing with something that's so large, right? I mean, when you really think about it, I tell people all the time, the difference between, unless somebody's really just stiffing someone, the difference between the highest price lender on the street and the lowest price lender on the street probably is not going to be more than 0.25%. Probably in most instances, you're not talking more than $40 when you're talking about hundreds of thousands in real estate, right? But if you get the wrong guidance,
well, right, it's just like grabbing a discount realtor. The guy that comes in and says, I can sell your house for 1%. Well, let me know how that goes. You know, it's the whole thing. Well, would you rather pay 1 or 2% more to get $30,000 or $40,000 more, or would you rather pay less and just throw it out there, you know, so it's the thing.
I'm going to give you a quick story time with Ron. So this is a real scenario. It's not something that we made up. It's not something that we read about. Agent that I know personally out in Norco, right? She has a property that she goes in and shows the property, ends up selling the property to her client. And it was the company that's now out of the brick company that's out of business now. And I wonder why they're out of business, right? Yeah. So they go through the entire process. They go into contract. They get the loan. It's all approved. They go through escrow. They get the title report. They've got the final inspection. And they close escrow. And the agent goes to give her client the keys to their new home. And the sellers never knew that escrow closed. So they never started moving out. So you've got to this whole program you've gone through, and you're dealing with, I think it was a $470,000 house. And the sellers had no idea that they just closed escrow.
Yeah, no personal service at all. There's no personal service at all. I mean, I've had it happen too, where we close an escrow or something like that, and I'm waiting to hear from the escrow company. Hey, did we close yet? Or I'm waiting to hear from the lender to tell us we're all set or whatever it is. It's like, how is that possible? How is it not? Congratulations, get excited, you own the house, whatever it is, or hey, you just sold your house. This is great. Yeah, I mean, the bricks, I don't know what to tell you, that's why they're gone. So they have one agent working all of Southern California. There's no way they can keep up. You know, just
amazing. Yeah, and there's some others out there that are still around and they're doing just as bad a job, in my opinion.
Yeah.
And you know, that's why we like to, you know, and I know that you share this, Brian. I want you to give a quick plug because we've only got about a half a minute that I want you to talk about the idea of relationships and you being the quarterback for all of your clients for life.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's about from the first time I meet them to whenever. I mean, even I tell people when escrow closes, that's when I really start working for them because they can reach out to me for anything at all. And before that happens, during the escrow process, trying to make it as smooth and basically stress-free as possible, I take on everything. So it's really getting their houses ready or getting their contracts ready, whatever it is, right through sold. And then after that, whatever they need. I get dozens of calls a week for, it doesn't matter. You name it. It could be from a lawyer to an electrician to a plumber to whatever. I'm the go-to for it every single time, it seems. So.
That's what real estate and relationships are about. That's what you're paying for, is that yeah. person that's going to hold your hand through the transaction and after the transaction. And as always, I ask you, set that first radio preset button to come back here and join Ron Siegel Radio, where we only speak about items affecting your house and your bank account. Thanks to all of our sponsors. A big thanks to John and Sean who are engineering us today. And of course, a special thanks to you for spending a little bit of your day with us. That's all for Ron Siegel Radio. Again, if you have any questions or meet any of our guests, if you want to meet Brian Bartholomew, give me a call. 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. And remember, make a lot of money so you can help a lot of people and have a lot of fun. Have a great day. We'll talk to you next time on Ron Siegel Radio.
Pour me something tall and strong. Make it a hurricane before I go insane. It's only 12:30, but I don't care. It's 5:00 somewhere.